these bitches talking about, man? I mean, who's telling us what? But look, ain't no bitch finna front on me. Bad body bitch with the jumbo teeth. Yell, I'ma get me like a bumblebee. Girl, nobody listen to you unless you're talking about me. It's always a bird trying to tweet shit. You offended when I be on defense. That you worry about me and my nigga. You should worry about the nigga you sleep with. Face is given and never not gave. Been to Atlanta, but bitches ain't brave. Hot bitches mad at the number one pick.
Welcome to another fabulous episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's going on? This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory.
And this is Jasmine. I didn't do my hair today, so not too much.
not too much on Jazz. All right, she ain't do her hair. We just, right. You know, what's going on? Jazz, shit. Welcome back. Third appearance. How you feeling?
I feel like a natural. I belong here.
You belong here?
In front of the camera. Oh my God! Remember that Bad Girls Club episode?
No. Okay. Right. I don't watch Bad Girls Club. I haven't seen Bad
never
Girls Club
since Natalie Nunn.
Right, since Natalie Nunn.
Anyways, on the Bad Girls Club episode in the reunion of season 17, Aladria went to Tanisha's seat and was like, I belong
Tanisha,
here.
Tanisha?
This is my spot.
Like from the old? Oh, the host, Tanisha.
Because you know she's how Tanisha host was now. Hosting? Okay. And then she went and she was disrespecting the fuck out of Tanisha. And she was like, this is my spot. I want your spot. Get out the chair. Da da da. Yep.
Ooh,
yeah, I belong here.
Y'all remember Tanisha when she used to wake the people up in the house with the pants?
I don't need. Wait, what is. I ain't getting no sleep because of you. Yeah.
You ain't getting sleep because of me. that triggers me because that's some. The way my mom used to wake me up too. So
Gabby loves doing that. She loves my 8-year-old daughter loves to wake up the household with a pot and a spoon.
I'm not the type of person that like wants to be woken up. Like, leave me alone. I hate noise and light.
Oh yes. I hate
noise
the light
and light will trigger the fuck out of me.
Bro, I'll be up. I will literally be up at like 7 a.m. with the sun light in my face.
Nah, I need it. I'll be up, but I need to, like, I'm okay with just laying in the dark. I'm good with that. I'm content with that. Don't
I like
put
being
light
in the dark
and no
all
noise.
Day. You know why I think it's because it makes us feel lazy or something. What? Like, okay, when the sunlight is out, it's just like, damn, I should have a productive day. But, like, when the blinds are down and you just want to, you just in your bed and it's like a little bit of daylight, but still dark. It just makes you want to sit there all day. It's like my layer.
It's a scientific fact that, like, remaining too much in the darkness causes depression. Okay. So, like, if you're indoors too much and you're not out there getting that vitamin D, like, you're prone to fall into, like, a depression.
Oh.
So they say.
So take your walks, people. Get out there in the sun.
Very important. Yeah, guys, so if you guys don't already know, let me just get this out of the way while I have it in my mind. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. You guys already know. Hopefully, you already know that part. So, yeah. Yo, I want to give a big, big, big congratulations to my girl right here next to me. Making big moves. Getting her shit. Trying to become her own boss. And I'm right there on the side of her because we're going to make this shit happen. All of us. Congratulations, boo.
Thank you.
She started her own business. Still starting up, but she's making it happen. She's getting her clients. She's getting her money. I just want to tell you, I'm proud of you. Congratulations. I'm seeing it, and I'm encouraging you, and I love it.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
She's like copy and paste.
Oh my God, it's a really big deal. It's a really big deal for me. You know, it's a lot. It's been a lot. The last few years have been rough. So looking forward to what's
step.
To come. Yeah.
And something you should be proud of. And you should, I always tell you, it's always the small accomplishments, even though to you it might not seem like a big deal, but it is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
And you should celebrate it, and you should, you know, celebrate yourself for your moves. Air horns again.
See, that's why I dress like the 70s. I'm celebrating in 70s attire.
Yeah, she LLC. Yeah, she LLC.
Oh, so you know that if you ever piss me off, It makes me so mad. I can overpower you and take your whole company because people that have LLCs, right? If there are more people that don't want you to work there or like want you out of the job, they literally can vote and they will dead ass win, and you will literally lose your job that you made and created all on your own. So that means that you can't be an asshole boss.
Stop listening to TikTok lawyers.
That's true.
LLC no, that TikTok true. And LLC Twitter.
It's not. I didn't see it online. It's not. I worked at an LLC.
For you.
And yeah. I just educated you.
So who told you this? The lawyers of TikTok.
Who told me about the LLC?
TikTok, I guarantee you.
Oh, this nigga told me about the LLC, yeah. He wasn't very smart, so I don't know. Like, he was smart, but, like, not. So,
he was not. Don't listen.
No. Right. He sounds smart, but I feel like a lot of stuff he used to tell me was bullshit. Like, he just wanted to sound smart.
No, because a lot of people that are stupid, if they know big words, they sound smart to people that don't know because any better. Because
he don't even know. I know.
Exhibit A, catch me if you can.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So they make it sound good. But in reality, it's all a bunch of bullshit.
Did you know that was your dad's favorite movie?
Catch Me If You Can with Leo?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Mm-hmm.
It's my baby.
We've watched it so many times. But yeah, did you know that?
No, I don't
fun
care.
Fun fact.
I don't
fun
care
fact about his, your other parent.
I don't really care what his favorite movie is.
What's your favorite movie?
Does he
movie?
Care about mine?
What's your favorite movie? Do, 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 do.
I don't have a favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't have one.
Really?
Because I love movies. And there are so many that I really, really enjoy that I could watch them forever and never get tired. Pearl Harbor is one of those movies.
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, that's one of those movies.
I'm judging.
You can judge all you want. I don't give a shit. I like it. So that's one of them. 50 First Dates, I think, it's pretty close
that's
to
up
the
there for
top.
Comedy.
Yeah. What else? Battleship. Another movie I could watch every day.
What the hell?
Yeah. I don't listen, my taste in movies is random, but it's what I fucking like. So fuck yeah.
Damn. My favorite movie of all time in all genres, like that I can watch a million and one times and never get tired of it, is Goodfellas. And Casino. They're tied.
Can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen either one of those movies.
I have a favorite show.
Bruh.
It's Power.
Really? Over Shameless? Right. You binge the fuck out of Shameless.
Yeah, but I binge the fuck out of everything. I can't watch a show and then watch another show.
She
like,
can't watch two shows at once.
Oh, you're like, way better than me.
Like, I have to watch a show and finish it. But if I don't watch shows that often. Like, if I do watch it, it's interesting as fuck. Like, if you see me binge watching the show, it's because it's really good. Like, I don't. But I don't watch shows that out there. I just finished Shameless. I don't have a show to watch. I'm probably going to start rewatching Power.
I'll tell you what. Have you seen The Walking
Dead? It's just that it has to that. Yeah, I've seen The Walking Dead. It's just, it has to like come to me. Like I have to like see it and like immediately be interested. I don't know. Like if you tell me to watch a show.
It has to grasp your attention.
It has, yeah. Like if you tell me to watch a show, I'm not going to want to watch it. I don't know why because it's just like.
I have crazy, I guess I have crazy commitment issues with shows because I will start a show, I'll be in 3-4 seasons and then one day miss it for like 3 or 4 days and then I just never go back to it.
What? You crazy?
Yo, I'm a Grey's Anatomy. I've done that with Grey's Anatomy. I've done it with Dexter.
I know, Shameless. We need to finish Dexter. We're almost at the end.
You're crazy.
Handmaid's Tale. I've started all those shows and I'm seasons in and I just... Because something happens, like I get, like I'll binge it. Let's say that I'm off for, like I was off from work like 3 or 4 days or something. And I'll binge it. And then like when I go back to work, like I lose I'm too tired. I don't want to watch it or whatever. And then I don't lose interest. I just don't get back to it.
Oh, I don't know. I was an iPad kid. So, you know, I gotta watch my show at all times. I always watch a little bit, even if it's 5 minutes of whatever show I'm watching. Mm-hmm. I'll watch, like, to watch eat it. My food. I have to watch something to eat my food, so I just watch it till I eat my food. Once I'm done, turn it off, and then watch it again before I go to sleep. Mm. But Power, I could watch Power any episode over and over and over and over again.
That's how I feel about Shameless.
Power is good. Power is good. And what's the spinoff? Raising Kanan? No,
the Kanan one is all right. There's a Tommy one, and then there's
the Tommy one.
There's Ghost.
Yeah, the Ghost.
Ghost is good too. I could watch that.
Over that one is good.
Again. Every series I could watch, except for Kanan, that it was like good, but like not. I'll watch it again.
No, Ghost is good. The one with the sun.
Yeah,
that's good. Yo, Bad Bunny's going on tour again.
Have you
seen the memes?
I've seen the memes.
My favorite one was the one that said, "Marked safe from buying Bad Bunny tickets today."
That's my favorite expensive.
One. But the funny thing is, it's my favorite one because it says today. It's very specific to today.
Today.
That means that next week, I'll probably cave.
Right. So they went on sale today, but they're starting, like, I think, pretty much like the first few rolls, a few $1,000.
Oh, jeez.
I heard that on the day of the concert.
You know, for somebody who likes people, he's like so good with people in the public and whatever. So for somebody who likes us that much, you sure want to squeeze us.
I don't know.
Anyway, back to your story.
I heard that if you go to the wherever they're having a concert at the day of.
The same day?
Mm-hmm. And get tickets, it'll be way cheaper and you'll get good ass seats for way cheaper. Yeah, it was all over TikTok, but it's probably gonna. But then everybody like started doing this and then they took it away and then upped the price for. So all the people that
the price,
went.
Yeah.
So you just ruined my chance. But we should go see Bad Bunny.
But because, all right, so I saw Bad Bunny twice in 2022. Both his concerts I went to. I went to the one in the summer with your mom. He really has one of those concerts where, like, wherever you sit, you're gonna have a good time. Because he really puts on a show. Yeah. And everybody's into it. Like,
right. When it's like everybody's in on it.
Yeah, everybody's there having a great time. Like, everybody's dancing, singing. Like, you don't really see anybody there that just look like they came just to just go. They're legit fans of his.
We should go see Bad Bunny.
So I would be down. I'm not down for paying $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for seats.
It's going to go down.
But regardless, like, I mean, I missed Drake. I didn't get to see Drake. You know, that's a big deal for me. You know, I love Papi Baby Daddy. Right, Baby Daddy.
I'm sad, too.
But, you know, and he's already done with his tour. Drake but, yeah.
Probably never going.
Bad Bunny was the hardest working artist, music artist, during the pandemic.
Yeah, he was.
He put out 3 albums during the pandemic. He had a studio in his house. Nobody else was dropping albums like that. He was the one that went on,
which is ironic because everybody's home and isolated, and it's like all you got is time.
But a lot of people didn't put like their creativity to use because they weren't. A lot of people are inspired by outside things, right? Like creators are inspired by people they meet, places they go. People they meet, the places they go, and that inspires whatever. That'll inspire you to write, to draw, to sing, whatever. So a lot of people felt kind of like during the pandemic, the creatives felt kind of like shut down as well. They couldn't go outside. There was nothing to experience. You couldn't live life. They weren't inspired by anything. Somehow he found something to be inspired by, I guess.
All the fucking he was doing. Him and Gabriela.
Yeah, him and Gabriela. Now he has a new experience with Kendall Jenner. Now he's doing a whole lot of different fucking. So now he's inspired by a whole different, like, you know, family and people that he's around. He's in a whole different environment now.
I wouldn't enjoy fucking Kendall Jenner.
Well, you don't know. She could be a big old freak.
Yeah, but she's really just skin and bones for real. Like, imagine she bent over. You just
see the shape of her pelvic bone.
But he likes very natural looking women like that though. Like, he mentions it in songs, and he kind of, he likes women that, like.
But she's not even, like, natural for real. Models be, like, starving themselves. That's not natural.
Well, she's naturally thicker than the average model.
Natural bodies are people that look like.
Us?
Now, we a little too over the natural.
Well, people that look like me, we overly natural. Body, I feel like.
That have no work done. That's what natural is. I feel like, do people even really know? Can you distinguish, like, somebody that's homegrown and somebody that's went to Dr. Miami?
I can. I could tell a BBL. Can I know what's a BBL. I know what the fuck a lipo is. I know what all that is.
I feel like it's everybody's doing it. So it's like everybody's looking the same.
Right, but some women have
good doctors.
Really good doctors, and they don't do too much. Mm-hmm. They give themselves the right amount where, like, it matches the thighs and the leg, like, the ratio.
Right, but ratios. Which makes sense. That's what you're supposed to do.
But then some people, they overdo it, and they get these ginormous ass. Like, that's just too much. Bro,
you remember when Lamar Odom said that that the Kardashians or whatever, that they were so obsessed with these big asses and they can't even wash them properly?
Ew, he said that?
He said that.
He's so petty.
Ooh, this was a long time ago, but man, I was like, oh!
Yo, I believe it. Really, it's came very, it's very different when you actually have a natural big fat ass that you had your entire life. Than when you purchase it. And you can always tell the women on Instagram that, like, didn't grow up with an ass. Like, never had an ass. And their ass is new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because all they do is show their ass. And more power to it, because I'm looking. But you can always tell.
Yeah.
You can always tell what's natural and what's not. I guess for us. But for a lot of people, it's so well. Like,
it's easy to tell. I just be looking for the stomach scar.
Because they always get the navel tattoo.
Yep.
Yeah, that too. Yep. That shit too. And those belly buttons that they make. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. You know who has the worst belly button ever? I don't mean to body shame, but I just got to mention this. Joel Santana's wife.
Oh, Kimbella.
Kimbella?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Yo. Her navel is about to be under her chin. Like, it's been tucked so much and pulled that her pussy's literally going to be under her chin real soon. That's how bad. Like,
yo.
Yeah, she's definitely, they did a bad job. Yeah. But I don't know. What are we willing to do for these Bad Bunny tickets? What are we doing?
I'm selling nudes.
Send nudes. N-O-O-D-S.
No, I'll sell my nudes.
I know.
Oh, she said I know.
I'm she her took manager. Them.
She's the photographer. And but I'm manager, yeah, that ass. So. If you want to buy my nudes, let me know. What?
Just cover your ears, baby. Yeah, man. So, Jasmine, what's up with you? What's new with you? Yeah. I feel like you got some stuff to talk about. You got some good topics for us. You're a good talker off the pod.
What you want? But now I feel under pressure.
Don't.
Under pressure.
Now I feel under pressure.
Don't feel under pressure. You asked a pretty good question last time. As good far ass. As like, why old the women like to eat ass?
And she said it in such like a quiet voice too. Yeah. That she was hilarious. Like, so
first nonchalant. Off, I like, hate hearing, I heard that and I feel like I sounded so bad. I feel like I sound like a little ass girl.
Everyone you hates could get their
surgery
voice.
To deepen your voice.
I don't know.
What you want to sound like
you
a man?
You sound like a man?
Like, I would sound like my mom. I don't sound like my mom. It's like a mix of my mom's voice and my dad's voice. Like, I see why I sound the way I sound, but like, why?
You want to sound like a Jason?
I sound like a little girl. Like,
tell me. Everyone hates your voice. Everyone that has touched this pod has always said they hate listening back to this. Like, to this day, I hate my voice.
I love it. I love to hear myself talk.
Of course you do.
I don't care. I love it. It's me.
She likes her voice.
That's because my mom has a nice voice.
Yeah. I guess I've been told that a lot.
Me so. Too. Wait, I've been told that too, but like, I don't like my voice.
Somebody, I'm trying to think. The last person that told me that, who it was, and they were like, yo, you got like a really nice voice.
Have you ever thought about being a phone sex operator?
I Ooh. Have, but I don't know how to get into what? That business because I feel like porn is free now. So it's like.
Nah, there's some men that still. admire like the old traditional
phone sex? Word, that's sure. still a thing.
You should not do that.
Why not? You ever have phone sex?
Nigga, no. You charge by the minute.
I never had phone sex. I don't like phone sex.
How do you know what you don't like? You've never done it. No pressure. I'm just so curious.
I don't like phone sex. It's just like
it's because you stupid. Feel like kind of embarrassed, right?
Not even embarrassed. I just feel like phone sex is stupid.
Why? If it gets you off, that's the point.
Because I've never came. So
you're not focusing.
Yo, but sometimes if you're just like an operator, it don't even matter. It's the they want the illusion that you
right,
did.
Yeah, you're
they're paying
them
for the fantasy.
Exactly. I was just gonna just say make that it you sound don't like actually it. Have to like you know.
Yo, Brian was saying that he dated somebody that was a phone sex operator, and he was like, "Yo, most times she used to make like noises, like she wasn't even doing anything."
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he was like, yo, she would make the noises and shit like that. Like, he would hear her, but she wasn't doing anything. But she was making it seem like she was because he's paying her.
Well.
I wonder. I would like to know how many guys would be into that. Like, a modern day phone sex operating line.
Well, you know what? I feel like maybe phone sex wouldn't really be as big as it was. I think it would be more like a FaceTime thing.
Yeah, because a lot of girls like on Twitter, they charge for that.
For a FaceTime?
FaceTimes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo, they be having an entire menu, like the Twitter girls. They be having the FaceTime call, pictures, sex. You got like pay them to sex with you. Like a private video, private pictures. Some of them do meetups. Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. There's a whole market out there.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing wrong?
I wonder if there's like a kink or something where men are like sexually attracted to women's voices.
Oh, that's a good question. I wonder. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna Google.
I'm sure there be some men.
Yeah,
that
has
some
to
nice
be.
You know whose voice I used to love. When he first stepped on the scene, Vin Diesel's.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, he got a nice voice.
He got a Vin nice everything.
He has a...
Yeah, he's cute. Vin Diesel's cute.
Yeah. I used to love his voice so much. I don't know who else.
First of all, he's just attractive in the movie. Like, if that's how he acts in real life...
The first part. The original Fast and Furious Vin Diesel is like...
I feel like all of the Fast and Furious Oof. Vin Diesels are just like...
But that's my favorite one. Everything about him was perfect.
I found it. So, I'm probably going to say this wrong, but oralism is oralism. A-U-R-A-L-I-S-M. It's defined by a person having a sexual arousement or excitement caused by sound. Wow. This can be voice or any other random sound.
Okay. Whose voice would do you like that you would be like you would pay to have phone sex with them if you could?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
We both agreed. Me and Jazz agreed on Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I love Vin Diesel.
Wait, I wouldn't pay to have phone sex with him though.
Yeah, I
wouldn't. No, you wouldn't pay, but I wouldn't pose that question to you. Because I know automatically you won't.
I wouldn't pay that phone, have phone sex with nobody.
Because you don't like it.
But it's not even that. Who y'all think y'all are?
Why would no, you know who somebody? I would pay to have phone sex with? Karol G. Oh, chacho.
Oh, but she has to speak in the Colombian accent.
Absolutely, of course. That's the point.
Okay.
I would, all day, bro.
What were we listening to the other day that I was saying, damn, it was a reggaeton song, but I was like, damn. I've never had a man say that to me, like, in Spanish.
Ponte en cuatro.
Yes, ponte en cuatro. Translation, get on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't sound the same.
No.
Get on all fours.
It's like, sexy in Spanish. It turns
well,
the
ponte
hell.
En cuatro?
Yeah, it turns us on.
I've never had it.
Who says that to y'all?
No one's ever said had it. But I had it and I loved it. And
yeah, it would be a man that his like speaks Spanish.
Get on all fours? What does that mean?
Ponte en cuatro.
Get on fours. Doggy style.
Oh. Okay.
Lord. Anyway, so yeah, no, I did have it. I don't know if you're gonna see this, but yeah,
he will.
Well, then, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I've never had a guy say that to me. I had one guy speak to me in Spanish.
Jesus. One guy only. I love it. It turns me on so much when the guy like tells me all the dirty things in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I don't know what it does to me. It just turned into a whole demon.
Guys, did y'all see this? Yo, this is so funny. Getting a BBL to throw it back on the strap on is crazy to me.
Wow.
Yo, I was just saying this shit the other day to somebody, and I'm like, yo, dude, like, lesbians be sucking the strap?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, why? I think I was asking you this, right?
I'm talking about that. Yeah, we were talking about that.
You seen it on
porn? Yeah, they do it. They do it.
Why? Why? And why the person wearing the strap?
It's the fantasy. It's the fantasy.
No, that shit is
that's
corny.
Weird. Yeah, that's corny because it's like, what the fuck are you sucking? Like, you're just sucking a whole
not
bunch of
only
plastic.
That.
You're not even tasting the real testicles.
No, not only that. The person wearing the strap starts moaning. What are you moaning at?
Like the fantasy. See, in their head. All right. Listen.
I can't. I just can't.
I understand why.
Of course
why.
She does.
Huh?
She's being shady. Jazz? Yeah. She's about to break it down for us.
The sex expert.
The sexpert. Ow. Now to our sexpert, Dory.
All right, so I understand because I have a very vivid imagination, so I get it. I can understand how the person who is receiving oral, even though it's not touching, you can kind of put yourself in that headspace and pretend that you're feeling that.
The visuals.
Yeah. So I can see it. And you get turned on by that picture that's now in your head. Because you know that she's turned on by you, and boom, that's it.
I'm not trying to see no.
I'm not
sucking on
yeah,
strap.
Yeah, you don't
bro.
Gotta be with it, but
it's just funny. Like you've ever like watched a certain porn video and it's just funny. No, off, just me.
How long do it take y'all to find a video on porn? Because it takes me a long time. Like I am so picky. I would not like. Well,
I'm picky too,
forever.
To be honest. Yeah. I'm picky too, but
it takes a minute depending on what you're in the mood. You have to be like in the mood.
But
for
you know
a certain...
what's so funny is that yeah. like it takes so long, and then like it literally only takes like 3 to 5 minutes.
For you to
that,
yeah, for you to
and then after that. It's like, get the fuck off my phone because what the fuck am I watching?
Yo, you be wanting to like dip your phone in holy water. Like, what is this nastiness I was just watching?
Oh, God, that's hilarious. Oh, man, I remember those days.
Hell yeah. No, it takes a while. It's true. But you have to be like in the mood for something. Like, I would have to be like in the mood for lesbian or orgy or.
Those
you know,
are always my go-tos.
Yeah, those are always my go-to too. But sometimes it'll be, you know what's crazy? You've ever been like so horny that just like a 5 second clip will make you come?
Oh, yeah.
Like
fuck
just
yeah.
repeating that like 5 to 10 second clip in a loop.
Yes. Yeah, because sometimes it'd be real like good. It'd
yeah.
be, like the best 15 seconds ever. So go ahead.
Yeah.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Like it'd be
over
so
over.
Good. You'd be wait, so close yeah. to subscribing yeah. to the OnlyFans.
I know. Not that
like,
close.
Like, damn, girl, them 6 seconds were fucking good. Here's my $4.99 a month.
Yo, that's wild.
It's true.
But yeah, no, it's yeah, I don't know.
Everyone be having that same.
I've been so horny mm-hmm. that it don't even matter. Like I just picked the first one because I just want to see naked people fucking, and then
I like watching black people have sex. Is that racist?
That's Ebony. No, why would that be racist? You saying you don't like to watch?
I like to watch black.
So you like
people
Ebony porn?
Sex. Yes,
Ebony. Yeah,
only. But I don't, or like light skinned people. I do not like watching white girls.
No,
it's weird
me
because
either.
I'm white as hell. Like. If I was in a porn video, what if somebody said that about me? Like, I don't like watching that thick white bitch. I want to see some black pussy.
No, it's not the woman that have. No, the woman. First of all, if the woman is white, she has to be thick. Mm-hmm. To catch my interest. First things first.
Yes, facts.
The guy, I don't like white penis.
Me like, either. I don't. Or Spanish
she
penis.
She looks like sushi.
So the guy got to definitely. Now you pushing it with black. That one. I don't like Spanish people. So.
Don't say I don't like Spanish people.
I mean, I don't like Spanish boys.
That's men.
I don't care because it's okay. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
Fuck them.
My child, she ladies keep, and gentlemen.
She keeps us young.
She sure does.
She keeps us young.
Yeah, no, I always go for like, yeah, I always look for lesbian porn.
That's your go-to.
Absolutely.
So what's your go-to? Just ebony, anything ebony?
It used to be lesbian porn, but it literally just changed. I don't know. You know why? I think maybe this is weird, but I think maybe it's because I would just be missing my old man, and he was black. So I just be trying to.
It was Afro-Latino.
I just be trying to, like, I'd really be surviving off flashbacks.
No, listen,
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I'll put on a porn video, but like, I really like just be closing my eyes and just wishing that I was with my old man. And yep,
that's when the toxic shit be happening, though. When that shit happens, I hate that. I have sent a text message being like middle of being horny and regret it instantly. Like,
yeah, same. Oh,
God.
Oh, like, all the time.
Like, especially I did that yesterday. Once you come, you're like, oh, God, why did I text him? Like, I was just trying to.
For real, like.
Yeah.
I know.
Postnatal clarity is real, even for the women.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's definitely that postnatal clarity shit. Like, oh, God, why did I text him?
Like, why did I do that?
I got to go back to block him. Or just not answering because I fucked up. It's a real thing. Or you've ever been in the middle of, like, a porn video and then they do something, like, stupid.
And turns you completely off?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. Shit. Let me tell y'all.
Then it makes me mad because it's like, fuck, now I got to find a new video. For and real. Then I, gotta, like, then I just don't want to.
Yeah, then you just, by that point, bro, you're just tired.
At that day, point, then I just, that's when I use her method and flashbacks.
Yeah.
I be surviving on flashbacks all the time. The other day, I was watching this video, and why did she start moaning like mad manly? Like, it was, she was like screaming, but like manly, like, it was bad. Like, it immediately turned me off. Like, I was like, oh no, what the fuck am I watching? Like, is she really a man on the
Where's
low?
The holy water?
No. Like, what the fuck is this? No, she was screaming, like, like, what I was the mad. Hell?
That's a turn out too when you know that she doing was too
cute.
Much.
She was cute, and I thought she was gonna moan like some girly shit. No, bro. Yeah.
She was probably from New York. She was probably New York hoe.
Wait, yeah, that was weird.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right. I hate when that happens.
Yo, I want to talk about this list that's going around about the dates or whatever.
Oh, my God.
That was so New York of me. Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Because.
They like our New York accent, though. The listeners like our New York accent.
I like it, too. Fuck that shit.
Get, the people from out of town, we always get complimented. I'm like, I like the way you talk. Your New York shit.
So, okay. All right. I have never turned away from a date because of the place where he took me.
I haven't either.
I feel like all these things that are coming out, like, you know, I'm actually kind of with the guys on the guy side, like their list that they made. These bitches are delusional. Oh, absolutely.
I call it the Lulu dates.
Yes, they're crazy. Mm-hmm. There's just no way. And for those of you who have funded these delusional ass bitches and now you got them out here thinking that everybody got to do the same fucking thing, you suck. Why'd you do that? Why would you do that?
You do not suck if you want to come my way.
Anyway,
I've said that before here to Durag because we always used to have this debate and stuff, and he's always like, "Oh, women have like these standards, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "I don't feel like there's anything wrong with having standards, but these standards are like unrealistic. That's what I think. They're just like unrealistic. Now, could we find a man that on a first date, and just to be clear, like, I'm so sick of these dating, like, debates or whatever, these but
fake rules.
Yeah. Like, they're just like things that I've never experienced as far as like even when I was dating before they became officially my man. But we can agree as women that we can find a man to take us to like a very expensive restaurant on the first date. We can.
Yeah.
You can. Because there are men out there like that that's willing to put up that money. They lead with money. There's a lot of men that lead with money. They lead with money, and you know, that's just what it is. And if you're that type of woman that's just gonna go for a free meal, then you hit the jackpot with that person, right? So then you start building your standards. Like, the next dude you get with gotta do this. Next dude gotta do better. And it goes until you become the delusional ass bitch where you think every man you meet has to like take you to Ruth Chris or whatever.
Yo, you know what? So my husband led with money. Mm-hmm. And there are times where I wonder, like, are my expectations like for, I guess, like a future man or whatever, like, are they
so walk us through too much? That. Like, what was the first couple of dates?
So he was, all right, let me see. We did, all right, so like I said, he led with money. So he would pick me up from work every single day. Every single day he would pick me up from work. We would go have dinner. Then he would drive me home. We would sit in front of my building for like ever, for hours. And we would just, you know, we were getting to know each other, you know. We went, a couple months in, we went to Mexico. Then
you guys went to Mexico a couple of months from meeting one another?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We went to Mexico, and not just like Mexico, but Mexico. Like, you know, a lot of people, when they go to Cancun or whatever, they go, they stay in one of the all inclusives or whatever. Not David. David doesn't do all inclusives. So we went to this bougie ass hotel where we had like our own pool and the villa and everything. They had these sliding doors that would keep the sun out, just keep the room. Yo, I had so much sex that those days. Jesus Christ.
As you should.
Yeah, we had so much fucking sex. Anyway, so David was the guy to, you know, he bought me my first pair of red bottoms. He bought me my first Louis. I had Dior sunglasses. Like, you know, that's who he was. Mm-hmm.
He introduced you to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah, I suppose. And it's funny because I always say that he swept me off my feet because I was a teen mom from the Bronx. I never had anything. I had a shitty childhood. And here I was, you know, like, yeah, I was working. I was taking care of my kid. But it's not like I was rolling in dough. So he came along and me being me, because you know how I am. At first, I used to be like, no, we don't got to go there. Like, it's too expensive, blah, blah, whatever. Because that's how I think. And he would just be like, stop. Like, am I asking you to pay? And I'm like, no. So we would just, I'm like, well, you're driving. So I guess just take me wherever you want to take me. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, and that's just how it was. That's how it was all the time. When I was pregnant with my son, I was craving steak. So he would take me to Ruth Chris like almost every day. Mm-hmm. We would all go, right? We would all go. We would go as a family. And I don't know. That's just who he was and how he was.
Oh, it's good. They got these nice mints at the end. Like, the bougie mints taste so good. I used to just grab a whole bunch before I leave. And when I walked into and just get chicken and fries, they had this bomb ass creme brulee that we used to get.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do.
Not me reminiscing on the old life. Not me reminiscing on the era.
Right. When we had money. No. Right. No, but yeah. So now, you know, I don't expect those things from whoever I meet now. You know, like, I'm realistic about it. Like, I understand and I accept that happened in the past. It was, now they're just memories.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't have that expectation that I want my next man to do all of that for me and to be like the same. But when it comes to like emotional stuff, I feel like my standards might be higher because I'm working on myself. You know, I was married for a very long time. I raised my family or whatever. And I'm working on myself. You know, I'm in therapy and I'm trying to be the best version of myself that I can be for myself, for them, for whoever, you know. So I kind of expect that whoever I end up with is like that, you know, that mm-hmm. they're self-aware, that they're willing to work on their flaws and, you know, be able to communicate. Because I can't read your mind and I don't have the patience to try. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair to ask from that. That's fair to have that expectation, I would say.
Because, I mean, you know, we're not trying to go backwards.
I understand. I'm self-aware, too. I'm self-aware that I have a lot of things that I need to work on. And I'm also self-aware of the fact that a lot of the things that I need to work on was actually accepted by other people that, I don't know if they did it because
they didn't know any better.
They didn't know any better themselves, or just like me, they were attracted to the chaos. So it was like a turn on, because for the most of the time, my crazy has always been a turn on to men. For whatever reason, it's always some type of turn on to them, you know. But I know that for me, not for them, for me, it's not good. It's not good on my mental. And I realize that now, you know. So I agree with you on that. You should be able to work on yourself.
Yeah.
And working on yourself is an everyday thing. It's never. Right,
yeah.
It's
never ending. It never ends. It never really ends. And I hate chaos. I live in chaos and I thrive in chaos, but I hate chaos.
I felt that in my bones.
Bro, like I just want to have a peaceful life. That's all I want. I want to live comfortable and in peace. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's all I want out of life. I don't need to be a millionaire. I don't need to, you know, nothing like that. Like, I just want to be healthy, every time I add something. Healthy, and what was the other thing I said?
Self-aware.
Healthy, yeah, you know, shit. I just want to be in peace, and, you know.
All right, so I'm just going to read some of the... All right, so there was a list created by a woman on Twitter, and this was the list was created according to conversations she had with other women. I don't want to read that list because it's not as funny as this one. But it was basically just a list of places that women are not willing to go on the first date. And I just remember number one was Cheesecake Factory. Why?
Listen, they had that list was so dumb because that list had ice cream dates as a no, coffee dates as a no. Like, bro, I'm a coffee addict. The best thing in the world you could do is take me to a motherfucking coffee place.
There was probably three places on that list I did not agree with. And it was church, because why? Family functions. Who's taking someone that they just met on a first date to a family function?
Not right. Happening.
And three, to like, to his place for, you know, Netflix and cook in my place or whatever guys be saying.
I would do that. I actually have done that.
No, I'm not doing that.
I actually have done that. Yeah.
You've done that before? You've ever been to a date to a guy's house? First date? No. Not girl ready to tell. Would you be down for that?
No. I be getting invited to their house, to niggas' houses all the time. They never even seen me before. They don't even know if I'm crazy or not.
That's what.
They don't know if I got an STD. Well, you know why?
It's crazy because it's like.
They don't know if I got herpes.
Like, you don't think about those things.
Nah, they don't.
At the time, you kind of think about them afterwards. Because like I said, like, I did it. That's how, when I met OG. So.
Really? That's what it was?
Yeah.
I think about those things all the time.
He invited me over and I went.
What? I think about those things all the time.
But I wasn't thinking. I don't know. Like, we were, we had just, all right. So we had been already talking for a couple weeks. So it was just like, I guess it was just like a matter of time or whatever. But I was beasting to fuck him.
That's why. Oh, yeah, also, you was on that type of time, though. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
As if it wasn't. Not on that type of time, and then they trying to get you on that type of time, and you're like, no, I want to go outside and actually go outside with you, be for seen real. With you. And they no, just like.
But like, that happens to me all the time. Like, literally the other day, I was talking to this boy. He just added me on Instagram from TikTok. And we're talking. He's cute. We're texting, and he's talking about he want to see me. And I'm like, you want to see me already? Like, you don't even know me.
On the same day he added you?
On the same day, but this is not the first time. This happens all the time to me. Like, every time I'm texting a guy, a cute guy or whatever, and I think that we just about to, you know, get to know each other, they always ask to see me. And then
they always ask to see me.
And I always reply and say, what if I'm crazy? Like, I be giving them all these scenarios and shit because I don't even care. Like,
you scaring the hoes?
I be scaring. I probably be scaring. They don't even be caring, though. Like, I be like, what if I'm crazy? He's like, you not. Or, like, just some bullshit. Like, just some bullshit.
Send them a picture with your eyes open like that, the way you be doing. For real. You be like, does this look like crazy to you? You know?
I don't know.
But, you know, when I was your age, like, when I was much younger, I was spontaneous like that, though. Like, you'd be like, oh, come chill, you know, come chill in my house, whatever. And I would go, because I don't know. I don't know who the fuck I thought I was. Like,
no,
like, but I'm untouchable. Nothing can happen to me. Like, right. Nothing's going to happen to
no,
me.
No, but it's true. Like, I was like that, too.
Yeah.
I was like that, too. Well, apparently, I still am like that, because.
But also, it's like, if you're asking to see me already, and you don't even know me, so it just already gives me the impression that you're just trying to fuck, and that's not what I want from anybody. From
yo,
any guy
if
that
you
I
accept
meet,
that as a first date, like going over to someone's house and Netflix and chilling or whatever, you end up fucking, you could forget about ever be taken out on a date because they already got what they go on multiple dates to get.
Exactly. That's without what I'm the saying. Date. So it's like, if that's just what you're trying to do, like, remember the other day I told you, like, that guy that texted me, he wanted to see me, right? And I fell asleep. I be going to sleep early sometimes. I would sleep before 12. And the next day he texted me. No, at 3 in the morning he texted me. He said, LMAO, suck my dick.
What the?
I swear to God. And I was like, no. I told him, I was like, first of all, I be busy as fuck and I'm not. I told him, I'm not wasting my time to go get fucked. You're not trying to take me out. You're not making the effort to try to come get to know me. So why the fuck would I go link you at 3 o'clock in the morning? I cursed him out because who you telling suck my dick to? Like, who you talking to like that? And you know what he said after that? Shit. He ain't even respond because now you feel dumb as fuck. And you know, he texted me the next day, try to some regular shit. So it's like, I don't even
thought
care.
Thought you sleep it off. Like, oh, she'll be all right when she wake up.
That's why I be telling niggas now because they be playing. They feel like they entitled to some type of, like, I don't know what, but you're not him. You're not that. And I'm going to humble you real quick.
I love her.
I love her, too.
That's how it should
I'm actually, be, though. I'm actually with her on that one.
I'm with it, too. If that's not what you want to do, don't play along and that's what you want to do. Then you end up in some type of fucked up situation. Where
yeah, I'm trying where to
you
avoid
even
complicated.
Be, right,
I
like
used
complicated
to do that
shit.
A lot. Like I always used to lead like guys on all the time, make it seem like I was gonna link them, then never link them, and just play around. But it's like now that I'm older, like that's just stupid. I just be telling them what it is because what's the point? I'm not about to have you stressing me out on my phone every day. No, I just be telling them what it is. Every guy, like right now, I'm not looking to be in a relationship. So when guys you texting me, I be telling them, look, I'm not trying to.
Like I'm trying to take it there with
I'm
them.
I'm not, yeah. It's better when you just be honest and you just tell
well,
them
look at that.
The truth because.
Of course.
The truth, yeah. Gets you farther than.
Get down. Plus, they're never going to stop trying to fuck you or talk
absolutely
to you.
Not. So, no, they'll disappear for a little bit.
But they'll always come back.
Yeah,
like, they're
always
never gonna stop.
Come
like,
back. Always come back. Always. That sounds mad cocky to say, but they always come back because they're always going to try to see, you know what it is? And I get it. They're going to keep shooting, right? Shooting. They missing. But you end up getting it in eventually. They either gonna catch you on a day where you're vulnerable, on a day where you mad with your boo, on a day where like whatever. You drank a little too much. You feeling some type of way. You feeling horny and you like, damn, I want to link with somebody. They're going to catch you on a certain day. And hopefully, you'll link with them. That's what it is.
They ain't catching me.
All right, wait. So we're going to get to this list real quick.
Guys, so, this is my cat, Midnight. Midnight decided to make an appearance. I don't know what the hell. I don't know. Maybe she just wants to be part of it. But I'm like hoping that she don't start licking her pussy while we're recording.
She would be very on brand if she was to do
if
that.
If she did that.
If she starts licking her chode here on video, like, yeah, that would be very on brand for Lady Spitch.
She's moving
She's
down.
Getting lower. She's going lower. I don't know. All right. So, yeah. So, the initial list, again, was a list of women saying places that they don't want to go to on the first date. So, of course, men have to follow with their own lists. And this list is way funnier. Places these Delulu-ass bitches think you finna take them on the first date. That's the name of the list. All right. So, the first one we already spoke about is Ruth Chris. Women think the Delulu dates.
That's a good date, though. That's a good first date. Ruth Chris, I mean, is like in
if
the
you're dating with intention, like you really, really like this person,
and you got Ruth Chris money,
yeah, then yeah, go that's for true. It.
Don't you go out Chris of your money, way to but, impress a woman and take her to Ruth Chris, and you're sacrificing no. rent money.
Yeah, no, but don't
that's
do that.
Well, yeah, that's true. But then that's why niggas shouldn't be acting like they got all this money and trying to front for social media.
Yeah, they
to make
with
girls
the money.
Think. That they got it like that, and then
they don't
because what that quote say that I posted yesterday.
That oh, it said
when you first meet a man, they chilling and they just getting money, and then later on down the line, they got hella hoes and no money.
Like, yeah,
that's how it be for real. Because
that's how it be for and baby mama's
but
popping
I feel like
out
Ruth
out of
Chris
nowhere.
Is like. That's a good date for like STK.
Anyway, what's the next thing?
I've never been. Y'all want to take me on the first date?
I got you. Okay.
All right, the next one, swimming with dolphins. Another date that these Delulu ass.
Unless you live in like the Bahamas.
Right. That's a pretty first date for someone that lives like in
fucking. If you live by it. Yeah, like girl, stop.
No, it is, of course. But then that's the. Taking them on vacation or something or some shit like that. You would think that they want to swim with dolphins. All right. Number three, skydiving.
Why would you try to kill yourself on a first date?
No. I wouldn't even go skydiving by myself with a friend.
Okay, so I want to go skydiving. No. I want to go skydiving.
Me too.
But I would not go with a stranger on a first date.
I would go with a stranger on the first
you
date.
You would?
Skydiving?
See,
nah.
Stuff like that, I'll do stuff like that. Everything that's on the list. Like, if a nigga, if we texting and he cute and we texting for a couple of weeks or whatever, and he asked me to go swimming with dolphins, I would go. Or, like, if he asked me to go skydiving, I that would go.
See, but at that point, he's offering it. But you're not making a demand. Like, yo, first date has to be
oh,
Ruth
yeah,
Chris.
I would have said nothing like
with
that.
Dolphins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four. Also, no for me, helicopter rides.
Nah.
But you go skydiving, but you
wait,
won't do a helicopter
but
ride?
That,
no, I'll do it, but not on a date.
I would do it. New York got
actually,
this nice.
You know what?
New York skydiving
yeah.
New York
is
got
yeah.
this
yeah.
night.
I think
helicopter
I would.
Thing, I think I would go on that. If, you, if you're seeing this and you live in New York and you want to take me out on a date, take me there.
Helicopter ride. Look at me. Is it you tripping?
Yo, she gave you that look. Bombastic side eye.
She definitely did. She's like, oh, ain't nobody putting you on a helicopter.
Right. Like, bitch, what?
All right. Number five is Char House. I'm not sure what Char House is, but I'm going to just guess that it's probably like a steakhouse.
Maybe. Right? Or like a barbecue place, maybe?
Could be. Listen, there's nothing wrong with a steakhouse.
Right. There.
I'm guessing that's
wrong.
Probably a very expensive steakhouse, though, Char House.
Yeah,
Google it while we go to the next one. This one we've heard of. Morton's Steakhouse.
I love Morton's.
Never been either.
It's really good.
It's a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Morton's is really good. Listen, they have this
Their hollandaise sauce is just like so perfect.
They had chicken and fries.
It's because she only eats chicken and fries. She's not into steak. So steakhouses are not for her. They're not made for her. I love me a good steak. So I'll go to any steakhouse.
Jazz is a chicken tender mommy.
I'm a childish eater.
Childish eater mommy. All right, next one. Calford Chop House. I'm going to assume that's also.
Probably.
Jazz is going to be our
fact checker.
Fact checker. Calford Chop House. Calford Chop House. Yeah. I'm going to say that's a steakhouse or maybe like a sushi spot. Calford Chop House. And like, where is it located? Is that like a chain restaurant?
Florida.
What is it? It's steakhouse?
Steakhouse.
All right, steakhouse. I'm gonna.
You got all these steakhouses on here. Like, there's nothing wrong with a steakhouse.
Bitches love taking out to steakhouses.
Yo, I guess no to rep meat on the first date. Next one is Jamaica. Ooh. Jamaica on a first date? Damn. Jamaica's beautiful, yo.
I'll do it, but first I'm doing a background check.
Jamaica is just, yo, I went to Jamaica 3 times in 2019,
but doesn't auto stuff beautiful. Sound nice?
They do, if you can afford to do it.
True, everybody can't afford to do it, but that's why you gotta find a man that can.
But, right. But if you meet one that can't,
then that's still okay.
Don't place that. Yeah, don't place that requirement on him. Like, you have to do this for me in order to get my time, attention, and my gooch. No. All right. This one is funny. To the bank to withdraw all your money for them.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't know what this is. J-E-A to J. So you can pay their light bill. I'm guessing that's like a electric company.
Oh, I guess.
I'm not sure from
where. Because they're different. Yeah, they're different.
The car dealership to buy him a Hellcat. Tay and ATL for wig install. Tay.
Ooh, I know what
You know what that is?
Yeah, and that'd be great, too.
For a wig? You don't wear wigs?
I don't wear wigs, but a lot of bitches do. So a wig install for the bald bitches. Not even the bald bitches.
I guess. Are they expensive? Wig installation?
Wig installations probably range from like $200 to like up to $1,000.
So it's probably up
like,
there with having extensions. We're putting in extensions.
No. Putting in extensions...
Bro,
it's expensive.
Right, I was like, I paid like $300 for
extensions. Yeah, it's really expensive.
For real?
Extensions. Yeah. If you want them done right.
If they get the hair, they'll dye it to your hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. The work. It's expensive.
But even the wigs are expensive, too. So it's like you're paying $300 for a wig plus $200 to get it installed.
So this wig, see, I have questions because I really don't know.
So you don't take them off? So how long can you keep it on for?
A wig, you could keep a wig on for like, some bitches be keeping their wigs on for months, but don't do that.
So when you shower and all of that, you take it off or no?
You just put it under a shower cap. Put it in a bonnet.
Okay.
No, why would you take the wig off? I mean,
I know what I'm saying.
If you have like a wig installed, like you can leave that shit on. Like it's really up to you. But if it all you depends take on the off. Hair,
right? Like,
what do you mean?
Like the type of hair that the wig is.
What do you mean?
Whether like if it's what is it, natural hair? It's like different hair types, human hair, right? Depending on it, right? You can shower with it. You can stay on with it.
Oh, you can keep it on. That's true. I mean. But can you can wash your hair? But don't wash it. No, don't wash your hair. Like if you want to, like if you want to, you don't wash your hair with the wig on. Like if you want to,
you take it off and wash the wig.
If you want to wash the wig, you can. If you want to straighten it, curl it, you can do that stuff. It's up to you if you want to leave it on. Or take it off, but it's a lot of work to install it, then take it off,
then put it back on.
Is it really secure though?
Like yes. Well, it depends who you go to. It depends who you go to. That's why it's so expensive. Mm. Ooh, look at me educated from my friends.
No.
Look at you hanging out with girls that do hair.
That's cool.
I always wonder, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, do they take it off? Do they keep it on? Like, do you put it in the shower with it? I've seen some really nice ones, though.
I've wanted to like a middle part bust down, fire.
Like Ice Spice?
At a 30-inch
middle party. 30-inch middle party. He got all my picks hearted.
Yeah, I do like 40-inch middle part bust down. That would be fire. Even though like my hair is already long, I would still do the wig.
Yeah. You know why? I like the having a different look.
Because like you every can once in a while,
different
hair
yeah. color. If I could, if I can have a different hair color every month, I would. If they would be like, yo, you can dye your hair and not damage it, I would definitely have. I've wanted my hair pink. I've never gotten my hair pink.
I'm not really like comfortable with like changing my hair.
I am. I love it. I feel like a brand new person. And then it caters to my other personalities. So,
but maybe I need to dye my hair. I haven't dyed my hair in a long time.
Dye your hair back red.
I don't want it red.
I want to get rid of red.
I don't want it red. I want to go back to when I had the light brown hair with the highlights. That was my favorite look.
Oh wait, we have one more. Let's read the last one. Mm-hmm. Dr. Miami for a BBL.
Bitch, what? Ya pa que?
Yo, but men really pay for BBLs? Oh, wait. Yes.
I'm sure that they do.
I don't even know why I'm asking that question, because I heard like the clubs in New York City, like in the Heights and shit, like they pay for the Bottle Girls BBL. Yes, I heard that before.
Shit, I'm going over there.
Absolutely. You remember Tatted Up Holly?
I loved her.
Yeah. You know, she has her BBL. She looks very different than what she looked like.
I don't know. She looked good.
Yeah. But Holly, she's one of them.
I subscribe to her OnlyFans.
You are?
Yeah. Why?
What's she doing on her OnlyFans? She busting it open?
Oh, yeah.
She fucking?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to show me.
She's fucking her man.
No, she was 50 Cent girl.
How much you pay for that?
I don't know.
See, this is the problem now.
Listen, there's just some people.
Listen, I had a crush on her for so long.
So did half of fucking New York.
Yeah, like, I know. But I had a crush on her for so long. And she would always post, like, you know, her skimpy bikini pictures or whatever. And I just always wanted just take it off. Like, just take it off.
I've never seen any of those BBL mommies. Like, they never, like, exuded to me that sexual energy, that nasty sexual energy that, like, I would need to see in order to even, like, want to subscribe to your OnlyFans. Oh, no,
but you know who I want to see? Ari Fletcher. Ari, you know what I'm talking about?
You talking about
G Herbo Baby Mom? I want to see Ari because I see her Carisha
Bag
piece.
Yo's girl. Yeah, Money Bag Yo.
I want to see her because...
She has an OnlyFans?
No. But if she did, I probably would pay for it, but only for 1 month and then unsubscribe, just so I can see it. Because I feel like she really a freak. I heard her interview on Carisha, Please. She sound nasty as hell.
Fopra?
I want to see
Fake Oprah.
Carisha too.
Man, Jazz was trying to sell me a story earlier talking about Carisha says she never had a threesome. But she did it once and she wasn't into it. Man, I ain't buying that shit. She lying.
I believe her because I feel like if you already a hoe, why would you lie?
But why you think she's a hoe?
Well, okay. She's not a hoe, but like
she advocates.
She already is so open about the other stuff. So why would she lie about having a threesome?
Because she doesn't live her raps. Plenty of people that rap about being this and that, and that's look true, at her. She with Diddy. I've never seen that girl with any other man.
What are you talking?
JT.
I've known
JT
these,
in a whole you relationship.
You, but that, this she is a city that's girl. because you like just got introduced to them for real. Like if you really like. Fuck with the city girls, and you was fans of them from like back then.
Back when they was selling. You know the real.
You know the real.
I know what you're saying though. They probably was before back then, but
maybe not. Now.
But now, I don't know. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that she's dating fucking Diddy, and she's not having like threesomes and shit.
I see Diddy having all kinds of orgies, bro. I see
Diddy doing the nastiest bottom of the barrel type shit.
Facts.
He gives off all of that. I see him like in booty play and all of that, for real. They be saying that shit about him, though.
She said she would never eat ass, too.
She's lying. Carisha
said that.
She lied. Yo, said stop. That. Carisha, please. Stop lying. Carisha, please. And she's probably doing it because she has kids, too. Like, I guess she, at some, in some way, she's trying to keep a certain part of herself.
I don't think so.
In the dark. Like, I'm not trying to give it all up like this. And in some way, I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Because, no, but it's like, how can you have a show where you're like, getting information out of other people and getting them drunk for real so that they can, you know, and then you just lying about stupid shit like having, like, that's too
stupid.
She's
not really lying about it.
Well, she's even just hiding not it.
Telling you.
No, I believe her. I believe
that's
her.
That's toxic, right? That was pretty.
She's not lying. She's just not telling you. Now, if she's lying about doing it and she's not, then you could be like, yo, you're a liar because you do it. Right? It's like if you say, yo, I don't suck dick. Right? Now, nobody would really know. But if you say, well, no, that's not true. Somebody would really know. But if you be like, yo, I suck dick, and you don't, you'd be like, yo, you a fucking liar. Like,
I guess we'll never know.
I don't know what I was trying to, like,
we'll never
do
know.
There, but.
I don't know either.
Point
not
me. Either.
But.
That's a sign. That's probably time for me to.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, baby.
Carisha, please stop lying, yo. You were holding the streets. You were a real silly girl. I believe you.
Okay. Whatever. Right.
Guess we'll never know.
I know. Guess we'll never know. We need to just be interested in our own sex lives.
You already are. Guys.
That we're what? That we're what? Just that?
Wait, I meant that for my mom.
Well, what? You said it on the mic, so I'm going to hear back. So I guess
what I'll. What'd you say? What'd you just say?
I said we need to just focus on our own sex lives.
Yeah, and I said you already are.
But I don't understand why you say that.
What you mean?
Why do you say that?
Because you're focused on your sex life. Yeah, so we're going to wrap it up, guys. Remember to like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. You already know where you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. We're going to wrap it up as usual. Make sure you guys drop a comment. Let us know what you think about this week's episode. We are open to all criticism, constructive criticism. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby, signing out.
Bye. It's your girl, Dory, guys. See you next week.
I'll see y'all.
Jasmine. Time.
And by the way, I'm not open to constructive criticism, so don't say nothing about me.
Peace.